Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Matt Cordio. He's the president and co-founder of Skills Pipeline, Startup Milwaukee, and Startup Wisconsin. Matt, thank you for coming on the show today.
Great to be with you, Alex.
Start us off by just talking about the upcoming Startup Wisconsin Week and Startup Milwaukee Week. What are these events all about, and what role do you guys play here in Wisconsin's startup ecosystem?
So we'll start with Startup Milwaukee Week, which is really where Startup Wisconsin Week came from. So Startup Milwaukee Week and really the Startup Wisconsin Initiative are focused on connecting, educating, and celebrating high-growth tech entrepreneurs across the state of Wisconsin. We think they're a critical part of the economy as we evolve forward to a tech-driven economy and really look to support high-growth entrepreneurship in the state and the communities where it's happening. So really throughout Startup Wisconsin Week, which is November 11th through the 17th this year, we highlight all the organizations in the ecosystem that are trying to build a brighter future for Wisconsin's economy. And we enable them to have a platform to showcase what they're doing to help entrepreneurs, whether they're in Appleton, Beloit, Eau Claire, and of course Milwaukee and Madison. We really provide that platform. This effort kind of started 4 years ago in Milwaukee. We started Startup Milwaukee Week, and slowly we've kind of found other communities that are interested in activating their entrepreneurial ecosystems, really showcasing those resources to entrepreneurs in the community, as well as the community at large, kind of getting the community engaged in helping grow entrepreneurs here in the state.
Absolutely. So you talked about Startup Wisconsin Week having events all across the state and all these different cities and towns highlighting the entrepreneurs and startups that are located there. Can you hone in on the Milwaukee events that you have planned? I know you said there's dozens going on.
Yeah, so we have over 50 events in Milwaukee alone, probably over about 100 in the state, statewide. And really, those events fall into three buckets. I think one that I'm excited about. One is the state of the startup ecosystem, which is we kick off Startup Milwaukee Week every year with a look at the new programs that are coming up to support entrepreneurs in the Milwaukee ecosystem. We look at new funds that have invested, both they're based locally in Milwaukee, but also, we have a group from Chicago coming in, Comeback Capital. We have groups from Madison, venture investors just established a Milwaukee office, so we'll highlight that. Our goal with that State of the Startup Ecosystem event is to really give an entrepreneur, a civic leader, a business leader, a quick look at what's happening in our ecosystem. Another event that's fun is we're taking a startup bus tour of Milwaukee, so we're highlighting different innovation hubs in the city. So starting at the Global Water Center, which has the Brew Accelerator, going to UWM's new Lubar Entrepreneurship Center, which we did a hard to hat tour of last year. It's now open. So we'll get people in there on the startup bus. And then ending at Bright Cellars, which is one of our more high growth startups in the Milwaukee ecosystem right now, and they're a wine subscription service, and they have a great office and of course great wine.
Well, that sounds excellent. Is there any other events you'd like to highlight? I know you said there's something going on in Madison in partnership with the university there.
Yeah, we're really excited this year to partner with UW-Madison on Startup UW-Madison Week, which is really being led by the Discovery to Product Accelerator on campus. And it's really meant to be a week of events that's focused on highlighting the resources available to faculty, student, and alumni entrepreneurs. And it's exciting to have an institution like UW-Madison, which is producing so many great entrepreneurs around the state and technologists around the state, having them engaged in the Startup Wisconsin Initiative.
Interesting. Well, it'll be cool to see the spread of events across the state. We'll be sure to be in attendance at some of those here at WIS Business. While I still have you, Matt, I'd like to ask you about some trends that you're seeing here in Wisconsin's startup ecosystem, or more focused on Milwaukee. I want to ask you, what are some trends that you're seeing in startups or investment over the past few years that you guys have been highlighting through your startup initiatives, or just broadly in your daily life?
Statewide, we've seen an increase in venture capital investment, and that's really the lifeblood of a high growth, tech startup scene. If you don't have people investing in high growth tech startups through venture capital, you don't really have an ecosystem.
Right.
One of the concerning trends, though, is Milwaukee continues to lag Madison in terms of venture capital activity, and obviously Milwaukee being the largest city in the state of Wisconsin, we aren't punching at our weight in terms of venture investment dollars, we need to really focus on fixing that. And so throughout the week, we'll be elevating some ideas during Startup Milwaukee Week, and specifically of how to drive more venture investment in the Milwaukee ecosystem, because we really view it as, we need to get folks investing in their backyard and in technology. If Madison can figure out, if Green Bay can figure out, if Beloit can figure it out, why can't Milwaukee? And we aim to be a kind of platform to convene conversations on that topic.
Excellent. Well, I'll be looking forward to some of those conversations. And last question, for folks who want to get involved, who want to attend, what's the best way to connect?
So check out startupwi.org. That's where you'll find the calendar of events all across the state, and be able to register for them and figure out what's happening in your community.
Sounds great. Well, thank you, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.